Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
December 17, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning, and once more, welcome to our Bible study online. Good morning to all of you once more, and welcome to our Bible study online. But before anything else, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, tomorrow will be the last day of the second week of Advent. But tomorrow, December 16, is also the first day of the 9 days of prayer, which we call Aguinaldo Masses, also called Masses de Misas de Gallo, or in Cebuano, mga Misa sa Kaadlawon. I'd like to think that you already know what has been done through the years with these masses. But let me just remind those who have forgotten about it. In those days, farming was the common work of many people. So when the farmers, especially the couple farmers, when they heard that there would be 9 days before Christmas, they signified their desire to hear Mass before going to work at 6 a.m. At that time, only one Mass was said during the day. So they asked the church authorities for a Mass before 6 a.m. before they go out to the fields to work. And the bishop agreed. But at what time? The farmer said, the cock crows after 4 o'clock at dawn. That's the time we wake up and get ready for our work at 6. So they agreed that there would be those masses at cockcrow de gallo. So the Mass de gallo was an aguinaldo, was a gift given to the farmers to hear Mass before they go out to war. That's how it is. Aguinaldo as a gift, and the gallo, the time to celebrate. And therefore, That's what has happened through the years. The Aguinaldo Masses at 4 or 4:30 at dawn. Now, I don't want any more to elaborate on that, because I presume you already know what all that means. Let us go straight to our Bible study on the joyful mysteries of the Holy Rosary, which is precisely the Nativity of the Lord. Again, this has been studied from different angles and under different aspects. But let me point out something which may interest us even now. Also, our reading is not the Sunday Gospel for next Sunday, the third joyful mystery. No, our reading will be taken from St. Luke chapter 2, verse 4. Only one verse, because that is what we shall now study. I repeat, we are not preaching here. We are not preaching a homily. We are studying the Bible. And now we are focusing on the third mystery of the joyful mystery, the Nativity of the Lord, which is recorded both by Matthew and Luke. But now we hear this gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2, verse 4.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
That's all. But there are two points there, which precisely I'd like to drive home as subjects to meditate on when we recite the Rosary. According to Saint Luke, Mary conceived her child at the Annunciation. And so Mary was pregnant from that very same day, and for 9 months she had him in her womb living, already a human living being, and she gave birth to him in the Bethlehem. So two events: the conception at Nazareth, then after 9 months her giving birth to her firstborn son in Bethlehem. That's the question, that's the answer to the question, when was Jesus born? Nativity, therefore, of Jesus was first at the Annunciation, the first joyful mystery, when Mary conceived, according to the angel, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you shall bear a son. That's conception. And so, remember, at the second joyful mystery, Mary, conscious that she was already bearing Jesus, she was already Christopher, she traveled in haste to Ein Karim, the second joyful mystery. She was in a hurry to share Jesus already beginning to live in her home. So, for 3 months, we are told she stayed with Elizabeth, and for 3 months, Mary was pregnant with Jesus. And then she returned home, and for another 6 months, she was pregnant. Therefore, I challenge you to focus your attention on these two events. Matthew says the same thing, that before Mary and Joseph lived together, Mary found out that she was conceiving, that she had a baby. And when Joseph took Mary home, they lived in Nazareth for the next 9 months. And then when it was time for the census, for registration in Bethlehem, Joseph took Mary, pregnant for 9 months, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which is a long way, on a donkey. And there in Bethlehem, she delivered her baby. One thing I repeat is the conception, and the other thing is the delivery. But we refer to the nativity usually to the delivery. But I'd like to call your attention that nativity actually started with conception, because, and this is what I'd like to also point out, we know that human life begins at the very moment of conception. And therefore, when the angel declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, that very moment, Jesus, still a baby, began to live. And then the baby grew up 9 months and was delivered in Bethlehem. It is important, I repeat, that we focus our attention on this conception thing. Mary, at the same time, we know, was conceived without original sin. And so she began to live at that moment without sin. But 9 months after, September 8, she was delivered. But already 9 months old. And this is what I'd like to drive home, so that we may give importance and realize how important it is to safeguard conception against, therefore, any attempt at contraception. Because contraception is precisely preventing life. And once life is there at conception for 9 months, living already a human life, there must be respect for that period of pregnancy, and therefore against abortion. Abortion is precisely killing a living life. A mother is not pregnant with anything or something. A mother is pregnant with someone. A mother is not pregnant with it, but with he or with she. And so, any day after conception, abortion is killing a life. That's why I wonder why in the United States now they are talking about voting on human rights, abortion rights. Wow. They want to be legalize abortion and consider it a legal right to abort. But my God, how can you legally legalize abortion as a right when the abortion is morally wrong. How can you have abortion right on what is abortion wrong? And this is a point, therefore, that we may think about during this Nativity of our Lord. Contraception is against the conception at the very moment of conception. And abortion is killing any time. They say 1 week, 2 weeks, any time during pregnancy. So, two things we should bear in mind. If we want our devotion to the Nativity of the Lord, we should be guided by the sound doctrine. It must be grounded on the sound doctrine that Jesus already began to live at the moment of conception. And we should be guided by the strict discipline that Jesus in the womb of Mary for 9 months was already alive, so that when he was delivered, he was 9 months old. This is what happened when Mary gave birth to Jesus without name yet. When she gave to her firstborn son, she was precisely aware of this, that she was already bearing Jesus in her womb alive. So I repeat, we may be killing two birds with one stone here as we meditate on how Mary conceived Jesus and how Mary gave him birth. We must also be thinking of how wrong it is, that method of contraception and this method of abortion. Nativity of the Lord. And therefore, if on the day that Mary delivered her firstborn baby, 9 months old, the angels sang glory to God in the highest, because this 9-month-old baby will precisely grow and glow and reveal, make known who God is. God is in heaven, cannot be seen by us on earth. But on earth, we can make him visible and audible by the way we live. That's how we glorify. We give him honor. We praise him here on earth. At the same time, we join the whole world in singing joy to the world. Remember, the angel said to the shepherds, I am here with good news for you that will bring great joy to all the people. How therefore can this nativity of the Lord make us joyful or make it a joyful mystery? Precisely, joy is J-O-Y. Jesus, only you. You are the reason for this season of joy. That's why this coming Sunday is called Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, to remind us that yes, the coming of Jesus for the first time will precisely bring us joy. And what is joy? Is precisely a clear conscience. Joy is peace of mind. That's how, therefore, we prepare ourselves. Not only for the nativity of Jesus when delivered in Bethlehem, but also when announced by the angel at the Annunciation in Nazareth. Joy, therefore, I like to emphasize this, should already be felt by us from that moment of conception, the first glorious, the first joyful mystery, March 25, and should be felt throughout the joyful mysteries of the visitation until the third glorious mystery, joyful mystery, the Nativity. So that's how the three mysteries are called joyful. They make us joyful at the Annunciation, through the Visitation, and lastly at the Nativity. In other words, I am suggesting that we should be joyful, not only on a day, not only for a week, but for the whole year. After all, as the saying goes, it is not how long you make it, it's how you make it long. How do you make it long? Precisely by focusing on J-O-Y, Jesus, only you. That's why I have tried to advise some people building their nativity scenes, their Belen. Focus must be on Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Mary and Joseph are just supporting cast. The animals are just supporting cast. The shepherds are just supporting cast. The superstar is the baby Jesus laid on the manger. So again, I won't explain that anymore, but my point is this, that the great joy we should be feeling as in feel should have started on March 25. Then through May 31, the Visitation, until December 25, the Nativity. The Nativity of the Lord, I repeat, therefore, it's a long period of time. It's not one birthday. For me, the Nativity of Jesus, starting from the conception to the delivery, a long, long period of joy. Let not, therefore, our joy be short-lived. We should try to prolong our joy. I repeat, joy is a clear conscience. Joy is a peace of mind. Conscience is clear when it is free from sin and error. And mind is peaceful when anchored on truth, justice, love, and freedom. Again, I repeat that. Joy. But then, I know there are many other questions about this. The Bible may not precisely explicitly name it, but the Nativity of our Lord is His birthday from conception to delivery. I now pause for some of your questions on this alone. I won't go any further, just from Nazareth to Bethlehem. What happens in Bethlehem, that's another question.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good evening, Mons. Thanks for your reflection. I feel I'm prepared spiritually for the dawn masses starting tomorrow. Thanks for making us appreciate Jesus and Mary in their journey this Advent season.
That's right. So remember, I repeat here the story I told you about a family preparing themselves for Christmas. They were building a nativity scene, a nipah hut, with Mary and Joseph standing with a manger there, but empty. The child of the family asked the mother, "Mommy, where is Jesus?" And Mommy says, "He is not born yet. So he is not on the manger." But midnight came. And as they were busy with the medianoche eating, Mommy forgot all about the baby Jesus. And the child precisely asked, "Mommy, where is baby Jesus?" And Mommy, to justify herself, just said, "They have already gone out to Egypt." Anyway, that's not a good thing to do. In any preparation, it's for Jesus. Jesus, only you.
Good morning, Mons. I totally agree with you regarding abortion. I am very pro-life person. My dream is to be able to set up a group of men or women who can help brothers and sisters feel that they can do parenthood rooted in Christ and that they don't need to do an abortion. Thank you for this month. I feel empowered to continue with the Holy Family as my model.
Contraception is wrong. Abortion is never right. So you have no legal right. You cannot legalize your right to abortion, which is wrong, not right.
Good evening, Mons. Thanks for reflecting on conception as the start of life and how abortion is killing life and the evils of contraception, and that Jesus began to live at the moment of conception. How we should give extra reverence on Mama Mary's conception. Salamat, Mons.
Right. So the nativity as happening on two occasions and on two places. One in Nazareth, where Mary conceived Jesus, and another in Bethlehem, where she delivered Jesus. So nativity is a long period of time for me, as far as I'm concerned. So the great joy of the nativity should be spread out from March 25 to May 31 to December 25. After all, you observe this in the Philippines. Christmas officially ends on February 2, yet on February 2. That means this nativity can be extended here or extended there. From March 25 May 31 to December 25. No harm in extending the joy of the nativity.
Hello, Mons. Thank you for connecting the joyful mysteries to our daily lives, and how we are joyful people because we are created with the love of God. I will make it long with joy. Thank you for this new insight for me, Mons.
Once conceived, or once a mother is conceiving, the human being begins to live in her. Of course, the doctors say it's only a zygote. Then it becomes and develops into an embryo. Then it grows up and develops into a fetus. But through those three stages, he or she is already a living human being. No attempt to kill it. It would be abortion. And abortion, I repeat, is never right. It's always wrong. You cannot have a legal right to what is morally wrong.
Moons, dugay di ay ang Christmas because the nativity of Jesus is from conception to birth. But really, Mons, thank you for reminding that I need to prolong my joy. I thank God for peace of mind. A clear conscience is what I'm most grateful for.
Thank you for that reflection. This, of course, is totally different from what usually and traditionally you hear about Christmas. But precisely I stick to the phrase Nativity of the Lord, because that is the liturgically correct name, not Christmas, but Nativity of the Lord. And he was born and began to live at the Annunciation and delivered in Bethlehem.
We understand abortion is a no-no for us Catholics. What is your opinion on those who resort to the aid of science in order to conceive? Thank you, Monsignor, for enlightening us.
If by conception, after conception, the mother is pregnant,
What is she pregnant of? A what or a who? Are you, mother, pregnant with something or with someone? They say that the first days of conception, a mother is pregnant only with a tissue. With a tissue. And I say, this tissue becomes a human being. How come I have so many tissues at home and they never become a human being? Because there is no possibility, there is no potentiality in that tissue to become human. But a tissue that has the potency to become human is precisely what you call tissue, but what we call zygote, embryo, and fetus.
I love this. You cannot have a legal right to what is morally wrong. Not Christmas, but nativity.
Yeah. I still want to know how the word Christmas was coined by someone anytime. But the nativity is the liturgically correct name of the day. But I repeat, it's not a day. It's a period. So, I hope this reflection prepares you for the coming celebrations. But remember, we see each other again next Friday.
Thanks, Mon, for your energy and enthusiasm. Every Friday, we are ending 2023, yet you continue with your vigor to teach us. Thanks, Mon.
Okay, but this may sound simple and obvious, but I tell you what I'm trying to honestly attempt to suggest is let us extend or expand our great joy over a period of time starting from March 25 through 31 of May and then December 25. You might say, then there shall be expenses everywhere. But the joy is a clear mind, a clear conscience, and a mind that is peaceful. So that is what we say, joy to the world, and say glory to God in the highest. And so we finally ask for God's blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I see you again Friday before the Nativity of the Lord.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's Word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You've just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your hosts, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.